Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. LeBron James has faced Giannis Antetokounmpo as an opponent in the last three All-Star games. This year, they're teammates. James used the number one overall pick in yesterday's All-Star draft on Antetokounmpo, the NBA's two-time reigning MVP from Milwaukee. Kevin Durant, who's still a captain even though he will not play in Sunday's game because of an injury, took Brooklyn teammate Kyrie Irving with his first pick. In the NBA last night, the Knicks downed the Pistons 114-104, the Celtics defeated the Raptors 132-125, and the Wizards rallied to beat the Clippers 119-117. In women's college basketball, Iona bested Monmouth 55-48, and number 5 Syracuse beat number 13 Boston College in the second round of the ACC tournament 67-61. In the Atlantic 10 men's tournament, number 5 UMass crushed number 13 St. Joseph's in the second round 100-66. On the ice, the Islanders topped the Sabres 5-2, the Rangers drubbed the Devils 6-1, and the Flyers slipped by the Penguins 4-3. In the NFL, Ben Roethlisberger is returning for an 18th season with the Steelers. The team and the two-time Super Bowl winner say they have agreed on a new contract. Financial details were not immediately available, though the Steelers made no secret of the need for Roethlisberger to take a pay cut to ease the burden of his NFL-high $41.25 million salary cap hit scheduled for 2021. Lastly, the Boston Marathon's mid-pandemic plan to hand out coveted medals to 70,000 people who walk or run the 26.2-mile distance wherever they are has roiled the usually genteel running world. The Boston Athletic Association still hopes to hold an in-person race in October, but will cut the field size in light of the pandemic. As a consolation prize, it's offering medals to people who complete a virtual version. I'm Jesse King.